growing crisis facing the entire world demands our attention. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Part of knowing what's going on in the world is learning how you can be a part of the light fighting against darkness. Today we'll talk about a situation right at home where you can demonstrate the love of our Savior. And what's the point of a Bible app if you don't have the internet to download it? The answer to that question is changing. Well, today is World Refugee Day, and now more than ever, we have a chance in the U.S. to help immigrants and refugees right in our own backyard. As we're praying for every tribe, tongue, and nation to know Christ, they're literally coming to our shores searching for help and hope. Joe Klass with the Jesus Film Project says Christians should see this as an opportunity for the gospel.
Those people that we've been praying for so long are coming to America. And the sad thing is, we're living in a state of fear and concern and misunderstanding, and we may not be welcoming them in the way we're told to by Jesus.
The Jesus Film Project and several other Christian organizations have started an initiative called The People's Connection. They produce materials in several languages for people like you to give to refugees and immigrants you may know.
The immigrants who come here are in a wonderful receptive position. Someone who comes from the Middle East, they so know there's God. There's an openness in that community that has had extreme disappointment in Arab Springs and the behaviors of some of the extremists in their area. They're now open.
You can request materials and get more information at missionnews.org. On Friday, the Iraqi government announced its security forces had regained full control of central Fallujah. And though this news would seem an improvement to prior circumstances, it doesn't do much to help the ongoing refugee crisis. Though it might seem like there's little to help the crisis, Global Aid Network is trying with its new initiative, Operation Speak Comfort. Gaines, Mark Gaither.
One of the things that we run into when we are interacting with children, especially in very difficult situations, is just a lack of hope. They've lost most of their possessions. And in addition to giving them something physical like a blanket or food or clean water, very often we're sharing words of comfort.
Volunteers write comforting notes which are handed out to refugees and others. These notes let them know there are real people who care about them specifically.
Connecting physically and emotionally helps explain to somebody who's suffering that Jesus cares about them as a whole.
If you'd like to help, visit missionnews.org to find out ways of praying, giving, and how to write your own note of comfort. And did you know out of over 7 billion people on the planet, around 4.2 billion people still don't have access to the internet? However, Faith Comes By Hearing just had a major breakthrough. They were able to transmit a Bible app data package from Guam to Thailand over 3,000 miles and synchronize it to a smartphone that wasn't connected to the internet. Troy Carl, Vice President of Faith Comes By Hearing, says it's a big deal for the spread of the gospel.
It really is quite exciting because it means we have the potential of distributing Bible content directly to people's mobile devices, potentially using shortwave frequencies, and we could do that without connectivity or traditional internet access.
And keep in mind, this is all for the Great Commission.
We're living in an incredibly exciting time where even old technology or old understanding of technology can be leveraged in brand new ways and hopefully allow us to get the gospel to every single human on earth. Matthew 24:14 could be fulfilled even in our lifetime.
You can find the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, terrorism, that's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. One Way invites you to join in on a prayer cast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.